Houston Endeavor.
Endeavor, go ahead.
Okay, Carl, this may be the wrong attitude for what we want, but it's such a good viewing attitude that let me make a couple of observations while we're here.
Great, we're listening.
Okay, I'm right directly over Littrow at the present time, and I can see all the way around to the Apennine front, encompassing all of Serenitatis between here and there, except to the north over by Posidonius. So I've got a very good view of Sulpicius Gallus, and that sort of extends off my 10, 11 to 12 o'clock position. And the observation I wanted to make in particular was the distinct way that the rills do follow the old Mare Basin, and the fact that the second color band that we discussed in Littrow seems to be continuous right on across the basin into Transcolitatis and on around almost a shelf, a continental shelf appearance on into Sulpicius Gallus. And that seems to be that second color band that we noticed in Littrow. There is a darker coloring in the uplands in Littrow and closer to the front or closer to the basin scarp. But the second band seems to go all the way around Sulpicius Gallus, and then as you follow Sulpicius Gallus on around a little bit more to the west, that color banding still there. I can see a distinct boundary between it and the Serenitatis Basin itself, the inner basin, but it turns into a little more brownish color from the gray color that we saw before.
Roger, Al, you're coming through loud and clear.